sentence.
Yeah, it's a teaching hospital.
About 10 seconds. I'll explain it since it's a teaching hospital, because you have to wait 10 seconds because there are some radio stations that play their own 10-second liner, and if you don't wait 10 seconds, you'll get cut off. But I would say go about now.
Okay, I'll go right now. This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level, in Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus coeruleus by warming your synapses with rejuvenated radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a sin flood of statism out of your head. Can you feel it? Is it working, James?
Oh, yes.
Is it working, Michael?
No, I don't want to be here. It's my night off. That's such bad radio to say that. You should never admit that you'd rather be somewhere else. But it's just, it was my night off, and I had a lot of coughing today to where, like, it feels like someone literally punched me in the rib. So I wasn't going to be on tonight. But James Babb and Fiendphone don't get along. They fight. So I'm going to be on, I guess, until Miller navigates through the jungle that is Kensington. He needs me with him because I'm black. I could protect him. Do you guys hear that I'm black now? I'm 164th black.
Does that
Did you get one of those tests done?
It's time for reparations, does that mean you get like a 164th share? Or how does that?
Yes.
But you have to pay your 64th share.
Well, what's 1/64th of 40 acres and a mule? I get, like, you know, 200 square feet and a hamster, I think.
All right. So,
yeah.
Well, what happens if people accuse you of being a white male? What do you say?
Well, I'm 63/64th white male. Now, I don't get that joke. James Jesus keeps saying that, and I know he made a video called that. Is that a thing? I don't know that one.
Well, I think it perfectly captures a common sentiment that's often expressed, that how dare you have an opinion? You're a white male. That's just ridiculous. We don't even need to refute what you're saying. All we do is point out you're a white male, and you're instantly dismissed. So so now I think that you actually have 1/64th credibility with some people. So
yeah,
you know, well, we got to start somewhere. You know,
I have more African in me than Elizabeth Warren had Cherokee. She claimed to be 1/64th Cherokee and got into a college because of it, and it turned out to be a lie. But I have the documents. I'm holding them up. Can you see them?
Well, remember, you can self-identify anything you want now. It's not even about, you know, DNA or anything. It's just whatever you feel like you are.
But I have proof. And, you know, I was going to talk right away about how I called 911 the other day and did not get shot. But I think that's
63rd, 64th white privilege.
Yeah. In Wyoming. I don't know. In Wyoming, I think a 64th black could get you shot. Well, no, they're really not that racist here. I have a black friend here. He's the only black guy in Wyoming. And he's like people ask, you know, oh, you live in Wyoming, man, it's the one of the whitest states there is. Do you get hassled? He's like, no, like people are just curious. Like they've never seen one, I think.
Well, I don't even understand what that means to say 164th, because there's no, like, genetic reality to, you know, being black or these different races. They're just, so I'm not even really sure what that means to say that you're 164th what?
Like, yeah, I mean, that's the truth, is that scientifically there is no such thing as race, is how I've heard it put. And I've heard that said by Kevin McKernan, who's our, do you know Kevin McKernan?
No.
James and Lisa.
No.
Kevin McKernan is a Fiend fan who we brought from minarchy to full-on anarcho-capitalism or voluntarism. Actually, we brought him from like I think even further. Like I think he was like not even, maybe he was a Ron Paul fan or something, but like, you know, the Fiends brought him dragging and screaming to liberty a few years ago. And he's a DNA scientist who runs a DNA analysis company. He was the first person to genetically sequence the marijuana genome. He patented it in a defensive patent so nobody else could use it against anybody, and he made it freely available to everybody. and he also worked on the Human Genome Project. And he, you know, how's this for like weird credentials? He was honored by Bill Clinton at the White House when Clinton was president for his contribution to the Human Genome Project. And he's a good friend of ours, friend of the Fiends. Had him on Anarchy Gumbo podcast a bunch of times, interviewed him. He's actually, well, I don't know, can I say he's the guy that paid for my 23andMe test? I don't know. But he's a great guy, and he told me...
Turns out he's not your father, which I guess is why he invested.
That's why he wanted to do it, yeah.
Yeah. Close call there, but he, you know what? It was worth every penny to him just to have that confirmation.
$200, yeah. But no, what the test actually says, it doesn't say black. It says that 1.5% of my ancestry is from sub-Saharan Africa, which means black, which means it's the equivalent of having a great-great-great-great grandfather who was black, or grandmother. So it has meaning, but it doesn't have meaning. It just says where they came from and where they came. But I'm also part Neanderthal, 1/250,000,000th or something.
How come no one is surprised by this?
Well, the Neanderthals were the smart ones. The Cro-Mags were the stupid ones. The Neanderthals brought language capacity to the Homo sapiens by interbreeding. So, man.
Cool.
Well, all right, so when it's time for Neanderthal reparations, you really need to lead that effort.
Yes, I get 40,000 acres of Pangea.
You Homo sapiens, you're gonna pay. You know, Homo sapiens. Don't say you haven't benefited from the near extermination and ethnic cleansing of Neanderthals.
You didn't build that.
Yeah,
the Cro-Mags did. The Cro-Mags were used for slave labor to build that. All right, so speaking of DNA, Lisa, what the heck is the CIA doing to ladies' makeup?
I can't even believe this. So I saw this headline today.
It sounds specious. It sounds like conspiracy, but it's true because it's public information. The CIA is not even trying to hide.
Right, and it caught my attention because it's from The Intercept, and I trust them, and the headline is Beauty Glenn Secrets Greenwald of the it. Spies.
Yep.
CIA's venture capital arm is funding skincare products that collect DNA, and I thought, wait, the first thing that stuck out to me was the CIA's venture capital arm. I had to read that like four times.
I know, man.
I had to read it four times. I'm like, this can't be true.
Well, they can't get away with
Facebook
selling
got,
cocaine.
Got off the ground, you know?
Yeah, they can't. Can't get away with selling cocaine to fund their secret things anymore now that
they branched out.
Yeah. Or they still do that, and who knows?
Yeah, so I looked this up because I had to know more about this. So the venture capital arm is called InQtel, and it just sounds like an... Doesn't it sound like an innocent like name of a tech firm or something?
Yes, but where's the Q come from in that? That's the funny
thing. Where it comes from, yes.
James Bond.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The fictional inventor who supplies technology. That is where it. That's where it came from. It's an intentional reference.
Do you guys watch guys Archer?
Just playing.
I haven't
fantasy
yet.
Archer is a great show. It's about a spy, and he's funny, and he's sociopathic, and he's sexy. It's kind of like. It's kind of like. What's the show about the Mad Men? It's kind of like Mad Men. But it's about the CIA instead of an ad agency or something like, you know, some kind of spy agency. But there's a guy in there who's the equivalent of their Q, who comes up with all of their technology, who's actually one of the boys from Brazil. He's a genetic clone of Adolf Hitler.
So he shows them, like, when they need to set up their own child porn website as a sting operation, he comes in with the passwords and knows how to do it? Is that the kind of guy he is?
That's really boring compared to what he does. He's more into, like, man-beast, you know, mixing genes of animals with humans, you know, procuring tons of cocaine to sell to finance their operations. Creating pens that can kill people, things like that.
All right, so what's with this makeup, though?
Okay, so this company is called Clarista, and the actual the parent company is called Skincentral Sciences. So they have this formula that's like this patented technology that removes a thin outer layer of your skin, which reveals unique biomarkers that can be used for DNA collection. So the CIA became interested in this, and what I found really funny in this article is that the CEO of the company, during an interview with The Intercept, said that he wasn't really sure why the CIA came to them and was interested. You know, they just wanted to, they approached him and wanted to fund the company, and they had an interest in the DNA extraction method that they were using.
Right, they came to us and
said, I don't really know why I have limited
knowledge. CIA wants to sponsor this for our skincare division. You know, like it just, it's just normal stuff.
Sounds legit, yeah.
Yeah. We're going to invest in this skincare
division. They're worried about aging.
CIA.
They want to look, they want to stay looking young.
So, how does it work?
Well, the technology, it says that it uses only water, a special detergent, and a few brushes on your skin.
And then does your smartphone phone it in?
How do they get the DNA back?
That's what I was thinking. It's like it's got a radio transmitter or, you know.
Maybe. You know, I saw this video today that had patents that the U.S. government has, which is kind of weird because it's weird that the U.S. government can have patents. Like, why do they even need to bother? Why don't they just keep stuff secret? I guess so they can, once it's not secret, they deploy it and weaponize it, like, you know, the GPS in our cell phones that they use against us. But it said that they own a technology to it could be deployed on cell phones, to have an EEG and EKG that could work just in proximity with a person. Like, if your phone's near you and not even, like, connected. And they're working on technology to be able to read your thoughts by EEG and EKG, like to actually interpret your inner thoughts, you know, so it can, and they're trying to deploy this in all public schools.
These are people that can barely understand the English language, okay, are going to be interpreting your thoughts, right? Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm not too worried about that.
I'm kind of worried about if they ever succeed because, I don't do anything externally that would really get me in trouble. Unlike James. James is out in the street, you know, laughing in cops' faces. I don't do that. But as Bob Dylan said, if my thought dreams could be seen, they'd probably put my head in a guillotine.
Whoa.
Because it's all right, Ma. I'm only bleeding. Because I don't want my thoughts to be known. Except what I give on here, and that's Bipcot licensed, like a tattoo, a Bipcot tattoo on a baby, because property rights.
Yeah.
Right, James? Did you make that meme yet? I want to see.
Beyond
that.
My ability. We'll get Dylan Miller on it.
Okay.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends, and yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Are you sick of peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Yeah, they have. But they said it was love.
I have a 100% favorable approval rating on LinkedIn.
None of my friends are on LinkedIn because it costs money to be on the good part of LinkedIn. None of my friends have money.
But that's how I know none of my friends think I'm a punk.
They think you're a punk, but they said that's why we love him. Like, you know, you never met an authority figure you don't dislike, including me. So there.
So now you're claiming to be an authority figure? That's rather bold. Well,
I don't know. You know, scratch a libertarian, find a tyrant. Isn't that the topic tonight? Scratch your face and send pour acid on your face and mail it in to find out what, not just are you a spring or a fall, but are you a mid-fall or a late-fall? That's how this stuff's going to work with the CIA. We're wondering during the break how they're going to get you to...
Well, though, this is probably what it is. You probably swab something. You put it in an envelope. You write on it your Facebook username and Twitter and your birth date, social security number, and your mobile number, and then you just mail it off for processing. And it's and they'll conveniently tell you which makeup lines you should buy, right?
And they'll be right. Yeah. That's the thing, though. Like, all of this stuff, like the GPS tracking on your cell phone, which is how they keep track of you now and how they know that you really killed that girl, that prostitute, and when you say you didn't. But... or went to that, you know, anti-government rally when you say you didn't and you were wearing a Bipcot face mask and to hide your identity. Like, all the cool stuff works, you know. You can turn off the GPS on your phone, but then you can't, you know, find out where the pizza and then the marijuana delivery is in your right. neighborhood. And so they're going to have the makeup where you send in the swab or probably just, you know, hold it up to your cell phone, like up to your face or something, or like pretend you're shaving with your cell phone. And, you know, and they will give you useful makeup advice. That's how it works. That's the trade-off. They bribe you with the shiny things and the convenience. You know, like Dead Kennedys put out a record 25 years ago called Give Me Convenience or Give Me Death. And that kind of sums up where we're at now, man. And they didn't even have smartphones.
It's a feature. They could say, and look, and for your convenience, we're going to store this in a special secure database. And if a new makeup line comes out in the future that we feel matches your skin profile, you'll be automatically notified by a text message. Okay?
No, your phone will automatically put the makeup on you in your skin. Because it's opt out. You didn't opt out, man. And it'll bill you some nuggets for it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me at all. I've heard they're gonna do this with nutrition too, that eventually it's gonna be all DNA based. Like, you're gonna get your own little profile. Like, you should eat.
Well,
this
it's actually
and not
a thing.
That.
Like the the company that Kevin McKernan runs, the main thing they do, and this is not a small company, this is like I think they're publicly traded, I'm not sure, but they're serious heavy hitters in the DNA industry. They're kind of a boutique, and they actually have to do some of it, I think, from like Bermuda because laws, because US. But they one of the main things they do is analyze DNA of people with cancer and offer targeted treatment suggestions for the cancer that are far more effective than just kind of throwing chemicals and radiation at you like they used to do. You know,
it's what they do on Star Trek, right? So I'm assuming this is going to be great.
They rub their Android phone over you, and yeah, I mean, really, you know, you ever wonder why the flip phones, the first cell phones, looked like Star Trek communicators? It's because they were designed by Star Trek fans.
Actually, the first ones looked more like little suitcases and lunch boxes.
The first ones were affordable though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now they're better than Captain Kirk's communicator. I mean, look at we got such better features on our phones than Captain Kirk did.
The first time I saw somebody using, I don't even know if it was Bluetooth. It might have been before Bluetooth. They might have actually had a thin wire I couldn't see. But when I was a bike messenger in San Francisco in the late 80s or early 90s, I saw this like well-dressed businessman in a suit in the financial district on a street corner. I was stopped at a red light across the street, and he was just screaming and gesticulating. I'm like, it's finally happening. The businessmen are going insane. And then I rode by him and saw that like he had an earpiece in and a cell phone in his other hand, you know, a brick-sized cell phone, but it looked
weird.
Yeah,
now with those weird earpieces that people wear, you can't even tell that they're on the phone. They do just look like raving mad people shouting at clouds.
Or you think they're talking to you. Yeah, crazy man yelling at a cloud. You think they're talking to you. I've done that before, still in the store, you know, someone will be talking and turn. I'm like, excuse me, and I'm like, oh, shoot. Shoot, they're not talking to me.
Those people deserve to be
and I'm the one who's
though.
Embarrassed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, James, do you want to show me on the doll where Normal touched you, and then we'll come back? Just bring it in.
Well,
what is Normal, first of all? It's a question we all want to know.
It's kind of like the NRA for weed. Like, they want to be they want to be gun control for weed. They want to be weed control. But do you remember that it was a week or two ago, they had a big demonstration down in D.C. with a 50-foot inflatable joint?
Yes.
Like, I had a lot of my friends were down there. They got tons of media. They were just, you know, there was a lot of just like, F the law, smoke it anyway sort of sentiment at this thing. And And of course, the legal team at Normal is horrified.
We're going to break.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
Cell 411 is a free app for Android and iOS that replaces government-controlled 911. Cell 411 allows you to preset a group of friends or private organizations to show up in any emergency. Cell 411 is a nightmare for the state because it proves their so-called services aren't needed. Cell 411 has had thousands of installs, and of course it's covered by the BIPCOT No Government License. Cell 411 because your friends won't shoot you when you're in trouble. Without the government, who would build the emergency services? You and Cell 411. Get it today at GetCell411.com. That's GetCell411.com.
Freedom memes. So, before we run into normalness, Lisa, I think that was worth repeating on air what you just told us. Show us on the doll where the CIA touched you and me so, and James.
It's so creepy. So, in Qtel, the CIA's venture capital arm has this document that The Intercept found by searching in the Internet Archive Wayback Machine. Because they took this article.
They took it
off their website. They're like, maybe
they're like, wait, we accidentally told the truth. Oh, my God. Fire that guy. Yeah.
And the article is called Exploiting Physiological Intelligence, which is disturbing enough. But there's a quote in here that caught my attention that's kind of weird. But it says, just as Pigpen's cloud emanates from him, his cloud also contains dirt from his playground. Similarly, our world clings to us just as we leave bits of ourselves behind, offering clues to where we've been. Really creepy.
You know, a lot of people have a problem with this kind of stuff. Like, there's actually a type of anarchist called anarcho-primitivist, which the easiest to describe to most people would probably be Tyler Durden from Fight Club. You know, like, lives in a house that's falling apart with no running water, no electricity, or, you know, maybe has some, but basically, you know, wants to blow up buildings to send us back to the Stone Age because... Ted Kaczynski he was not an anarchist. He believed in government, but you know, he's a hero to a lot of anarcho-primitivists. And the thing is, the problem isn't technology, it's government.
Of course.
Really.
I agree. Yeah, because this technology is pretty amazing, actually. I mean,
but listen, if you're worried though about the CIA, like, you know, like getting their hands on this DNA information and how that's going to go on, remember, this is the same outfit that invested heavily in remote viewing. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, ESP.
Where they thought, they were funding this stuff, like, we're talking millions of dollars up until the 90s even. And they were even, if I recall, like, claiming, yeah, it kind of works. Yeah.
50.004% of the time, our best man is right. You know, they're also the people that gave LSD to soldiers and turned them on each other and they jumped out windows. So, yeah.
Let's just say, so anyway, I'm not too worried about the CIA, you know, getting some kind of like super intelligent, you know, suddenly finding out all of our details and being able to do stuff with it. They're too busy, like just navigating their own bureaucracy. So,
well, why do you think 23andMe took 10 weeks to get my results back to me? You know, it took them 4 weeks to do it, and then 6 weeks for the,
had to
for
go the through CIA.
Get around.
No, it's like,
at
no,
it
took like 2 hours to run the test, and then it sat on a bureaucrat at the government office for 8 weeks.
All right. So
anyway,
show me, James, where Normal touched you on a doll.
Well, I just came across this editorial, okay, and it was you know, sort of commenting on this big demonstration in D.C. with the 50-foot joint, a lot of people committing acts of civil disobedience. And so, but anyway, this, so this lawyer for normal, the NRA of weed, regulate it.
Let's don't bear the lead. It's normal. The National Man Boy Love Association.
Oh,
okay. That joke is stolen. That John Stewart used to say that's what everything stood for, but normal, it's so close. I had to use that one. Okay. Go on.
Anyway, so
it's the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws.
Right. Okay. Now, so the people that put on that event evidently were their local, this local group, this DCMJ, which is the, I don't know, some kind of local, like, marijuana reform group. They actually got it, like, decriminalized. I think, like, weed's practically legal in the District of Columbia, okay? So these guys are are, like, they're actually accomplishing something, right? So, but anyway, and of course, I'm sure that victory was mentioned in all the normal fundraising letters that went out. But now they do this event to bring awareness, continued awareness, and to push even harder, and they're criticized. And this guy says, oh, I cringed last weekend when I saw the photos of the protest in front of the White House. And he says, this latest protest was both misguided and counterproductive. Because here's the thing. Because
they had fun and it wasn't totally legal.
He says, apparently they are unaware of the extraordinary action taken by President Obama to instruct his Department of Justice, his own personal department there, to step aside and allow the first few states that legalize marijuana to implement those laws without federal interference. That unprecedented action was an enormous gift to the legalization movement. It was a gift from God, evidently, and permitted us to demonstrate that marijuana can be successfully legalized and regulated with no significant unintended consequences. Okay.
Oh boy.
They really
wanted
are.
To puke. Okay, like,
they really are the NRA of pot, because the NRA does the same thing. Like, first of all, jumps in front of the bandwagon for things other people do. Like, one I thought, the before Starbucks outlawed open carry of guns or you know, expressed their rights as private business to not permit that, they allowed it for months and months and months, and then people started doing it in mass, and the NRA, like, actually, you know, the NRA will not mention that open carry exists. It's too weird for them. It's too freaky for them. The idea of people legally, openly carrying a gun that's not concealed. They're very into concealed carry, partially because they are the main regulator and paid instructor for the instructors that you have to go to get your license. You know, you basically have to go to either a cop or an NRA certified instructor to get a carry permit.
Right. We want to be the ones that are designing the leash.
Right.
Yeah.
So like there was actually like something in Wyoming with gun rights where, you know, some Starbucks said, yes, we'll allow this. And the NRA reported it, and they didn't mention open carry. They just said that the state of Wyoming, Starbucks in the state of Wyoming and in Montana, has agreed to allow legal carry of weapons in, you know, like they just danced around the word open carry. And they didn't say that they were responsible for this, but they put it on a page of, it was mostly things the NRA had done, you know, like half measures and tenth measures they'd done. So they love to jump in front of the parade, and they don't like anything that looks freaky, that's going to scare the normals, and they don't like anything that's fun, and they want to own the leash. You know, they love to use terms like, you know, taxed and regulated, firearms, legal, permitted, you know, because they make money off of the leash.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
If you can't dance, I don't want any part of your revolution.
Doesn't every movement seem to have these people, like these square, like, want to collaborators. There's radicals and there's the collaborators, and the collaborators want to work with the state. They want to make it awesome. Yeah.
That's why you're a punk in a good way, because you wear a suit, so you confuse them. They think you're one of them until you open your brain and they go, "Oh my God, he's having fun and weird."
Yeah. I don't know. But I mean, think about all the places,
like the word, you punk.
Know, we've seen it. We've seen it with the Free State Project, where the people that want to go to cocktail parties with government officials get horrified that, that other people are advocating too much liberty. Whoa, that's too much freedom. Whoa, you know, let's keep it reasonable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. James, punk is a compliment. Mm. I'm a punk rocker. It's a compliment.
Oh, okay.
Accept it.
All right.
It doesn't mean you take it in the butt in prison. That's not what I'm saying.
It's not even in prison.
Not that kind of punk. Okay. Yeah. No, it means a rebel. A rebel who has a cool hairstyle. That's all it is.
Hmm. Well,
God, man.
Except for the hairstyle. It. Yeah.
Interesting hairstyle. Fluffy.
I don't know.
All right.
Fluffy.
Yeah.
So anyway, normal. These guys are square. Don't pay any attention to them. Weed legalizing people.
Tenth measures.
You know, just ignore these. Like, these people really just disgust me. They
spend your money on weed. Don't spend it on normal.
That's how you're going to. You know what? Think about how the like merchandising and the whole like commercial industry, I think, is driving legalization when people have figured out all these products and things that people can sell.
As a black man, I think it's racist because it's taking money out of the hardworking corner boys.
It's only 164th racist.
No, man, it's all going into the white businessman's pockets. This is actually an argument I've heard, is that marijuana legalization is racist.
It's it's gentrifying the drug war, okay?
It is. It really is. There's the show title right there.
There it
That's
is.
It. I'm writing that down.
That's great.
Ding, 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 ding. That's one thing I'm good at, is like, I don't always come up with the best lines, but when my friends drop them and keep going, I'm like, hey, wait, you dropped something beautiful. Stop and let's shine that up and put it on a shelf. Yeah. All right. So I called the cops the other, are you done with normal? Are you done normalizing
normal?
Yeah,
you know what? I'll maybe we'll talk more about them later, but I think that's the end of my rant for now.
I think you need to apply some Miller to that.
Yeah.
I think that would be the right sheen. Yeah. That guy's not a punk. That guy, I don't know, man. Like, James will say something, like, I'll talk about how, well, there was a gas leak in my neighborhood and it smelled, and I called 911, and James will be like, why don't you light a scented candle? And I'll be like, you SOB, you want me dead. And if Miller said that, I'd be like, that's funny, and I'd hit share. I don't know, man.
You were complaining about the odor, and, you know, I figured a scented candle would help.
No, you want me dead. That's what it is.
Well, remember, it wasn't a methane leak. It was a gas line.
Oxygen. I can't even.
They were like flushing the sewer or something. So I thought in either case, a scented candle could solve that problem.
Yeah. So what? You know, the funny thing is, what that turned into an argument of on the internet was people telling me that natural gas does not smell like sewage. I can't tell the difference. Can you guys?
Well, I think I think there's a smell to methane, which smells like sewage.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm talking about the smell they add to natural gas so you can detect leaks.
Right.
Because natural gas is odorless, and they add something horrible to it that's so you can detect leaks, because otherwise people blow up all the time.
That smell, I don't know what it is, but I always smell that in Baltimore. If you get out of the car to get gas in Baltimore, do you know what I'm talking about?
Hey now.
Yeah. No, I'm serious. The whole town. Like,
Baltimore is just...
Yeah.
I don't know what that aroma is.
Smell. I think it's Baltimore.
It's the paper mills.
Baltimore. It is paper mills.
It's not paper mills.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
The Freedom Fiends now have a free app for your Android phone, tablet, phablet, or other chromed robot turd, available now from the Google Play Store, Amazon, and FreedomFiends.com. Lovingly handcrafted by head hamster Michael W. Dean, the artisanal Freedom Fiends radio app allows you to listen live, keep up with the podcast, chat directly with other fiends, get discounts on bigger buttons, brainwash yourself with a 24/7 random episode, and so much more. You know the Freedom Fiends is the best libertarian radio show in the world, but when the fiends aren't live, you can use the app to listen to LRN.FM from anywhere. The Freedom Fiends radio app is like having a virtual libertarian re-education camp in your pocket. It's your gateway to the exclusive, high-demand group that is the Freedom Fiends. Install the Freedom Fiends radio Android app today. It's free, and of course, it's covered by the BIPCOT No Government License. Tell two friends, review it on Google Play and Amazon, prepare for the inevitable death of terrestrial radio, and get ready for LibPair with the Freedom Fiends radio app for Android. Worms. Worms.
Yeah. Freak phone with my freak friends. Speaking of punks, Steve Miller Miller has joined us. Are you there, Steve Miller Miller?
Indeed I am.
Are you in Delaware still?
No, I'm back in Kensington.
Good, because I don't really think it's legal to broadcast this kind of radio across state lines. So, did you get a chance to listen to WHIV when you're coming into town? Is it up still?
Yeah. Okay. Like a dream.
Okay, because you never answer my emails, because I send you too many and I tag you too much, but I asked you today.
Oh, yeah, you misunderstood what I meant by broadcasting from. I meant doing a show from.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you get drunk, you go over to their studios and you cut in live and go, "Oh, right, this is Miller Miller. Hey, Miller Miller, do you have another podcast? Because I did an update today to the Fiend Android app, Fiend's Android app, which you can get from freedomfiends.com, top right corner, or go to the Google Play Store and search Freedom Fiends Radio. I did an update today that adds the links for Amazon UK and Amazon Canada. We now have affiliate links there. And it also corrected an incorrect time on the live times. And it also has a button called Sister Shows, which is not about a wife swapping Utah polygamous thing. It's about a and we just lost two stations in Utah, but it's shows by Fiends hosts that are like there's like five of our 15 hosts have other shows, so I link them. Do you have another show that you regularly are a host on that you want me to put on there, Steve?
I'm not a regular host, but I'm a regular guest on the Passive Aggressive Hour, and we'll give them as much love as.
All right, I will add that.
And I have another podcast that's coming out in mid-May, but that has yet to be announced.
Is that the cooking show on LRN?
It is
the Sumo Kitchen.
It is not the Anarchist Cookbook with Steve Miller Miller.
The Anarchist Sumo Kitchen with Steve Miller Miller.
No.
Is James here?
The delicious dish.
James, hi, James. Not here.
No, he's not here. I'm talking to nothingness.
Yeah. Well, he's here, but he's not here. That's weird.
He's in our hearts. He's here, on the smile of every baby.
Oh no, but we're gonna
how about
tattoo
now?
Yeah,
we're gonna tattoo
baby's face. There's a Reason magazine tattoo contest. Now, what is this, James? Could you actually need a tattoo, or you could just have a picture of what it would look like? I saw one that was someone drew on their arm with a Sharpie, Ma Rhodes.
Yeah, I have to, let's see if I can pull that up. It looked like a competition that Reason magazine or Reason.com
the NRA
was having,
of
where
liberty.
It's like,
they're the NRA of libertarians.
They're, it's sad. They're kind of, I mean, they're beltway libertarians, but sometimes they do pretty cool stuff. And I thought this was funny. This is somehow through the Reason Magazine Facebook. You submit your liberty tattoo or something like this. So it's, anyway, your people have uploaded pictures of their tattoos, and it's got like liberty symbols. Who is John Galt, Marauds, anarchy symbol. Oh my gosh, somebody's got Murray Rothbard tattoo.
Ew. I like that's the one of Benjamin one of the founding fathers pointing a pistol at your head and robbing you for taxes. I think it's Washington.
I thought what I'm hoping we can get up there is somebody with a BIPCOT facial tattoo on their baby, so we can upload that.
Yeah.
So
that was my suggestion. because libertarians and property rights, that's what people think we want to do, is tattoo our babies. So, but James, should people be able to tattoo their babies with a BIPCOT tattoo?
Well, what is the age of consent for a baby to get a facial tattoo?
Okay, we got 1 minute here. That's all of our meme army should get on that. The BIPCOT tattoo on the baby's face. So Here's the thing.
And I'm not saying that people should go to this Reason thing and just start uploading ridiculously funny tattoo pictures.
Yeah.
But you could.
How about worms? So. How about the word worms across the baby's cheek or forehead?
Yeah. Why not? But anyway, this thing's going to be going for nine days. So we've got time. You submit your own. It's your libertarian tattoo. Now, you know, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to say, most of these look terrible. So
they really do.
Get your tattoo pick up there.
There should be a quote from Leviticus about how you shouldn't have homosexuality or get tattoos. Have you ever seen that? Like, people have, like, Leviticus tattoos about why you shouldn't be gay. But, like, the same page of Leviticus says, like, you know, you shouldn't alter your body in any way.
Eat crab.
But
only true. Parts confirm their bias. So that's
God
all they
hates,
care about.
God right. hates shrimp. Yeah.
Cuck the world.
All right. We'll be back with hour two with Steve Miller Miller. I'll be turning into Steve Miller Miller at midnight like a pumpkin. All right. We're going to go talk about feeding the homeless offline. Worms.
Hey, this is Squiskar Squiggles from Death Clocks, and you are listening to the Freedoms Fiends on the radios. And I guess it says worms now, so there you go.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs.
As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons, and you'll get these nifty designs. Buy sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, the Road to Freedom.
Three designs for Fiend Phone.
Bipcot No Gov.
A Freedom Fiends Worms button.
And Ask Me About My Worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says Buttons.
And now they're bigger buttons.
They used to be 1¼ inch, now they're 1¾ inch. Dan, they're bigger buttons.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through the Libertarian Reeducation Center's Lower Red Ion Cannon, high atop Financial Beast Plaza, on the artificial satellite Lupair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. I'm Jim Babb. We've got Lisa DeLascio. Steve Miller Miller's out there, potentially.
Yep. Here.
All right.
Right here.
There he is.
Fresh headphones.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. Where were we at the when we were so wonderfully interrupted by the marketplace?
We were about to tattoo a baby's face.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we're talking about this interesting tattoo contest at Reason.com through their Facebook page where you can upload a picture. It says your libertarian tattoo, but I think you could take a picture of someone else's tattoo or someone. I don't know. Be creative. I think you should be creative with this. Have some fun. But please, try to be tasteful. I'm just looking at some of these
and
things
don't
that people
go too
have submitted.
Obscure.
Yeah.
Don't get Daryl Perry's half bus.
Oh.
I didn't see that many pictures on there. Where are they? I'm not finding them.
It's through the Reason Magazine Facebook.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I see like there's a tab for it, but I see a little thread with maybe like five pictures in it.
I am personally campaigning for Nick Barnett's. Okay. Now he's got a leg tattoo on there and he asked me to see, yeah, he's like, "Hey, can you use your media influence to give me a bump?" So if you can't decide, go with Nick's. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, good stuff.
Why are they voting on this? This seems like a very hypocritical.
Because they're beltway libertarians. This is reason. This is, they're all about voting. It's everything's voting, and being nice to politicians. And these guys are, you know, perfecting government down there. So one, evidently, and this tattoo contest could bring us one step closer. So hey,
the truest thing ever said was when I don't remember which president it was, but one of the presidents is attributed to have said that Washington D.C. is Hollywood for ugly people. And ooh, yeah, they really kind of drive that home there. And it people like Austin Peterson as well. You know, I don't know if he's reached he who can't be named status or not. I don't know if you have he who cannot be named on your Michael W. Dean Freedom Fiends bingo board that blew up on Twitter, but yeah. Those of you playing along at home.
Speaking of that bingo game, now that you've mentioned it, you have to tell us more, because this came up earlier. We're wondering, what is Walk in the Park bingo? What is it called?
Okay. It's accidentally called A Day in the Park bingo.
A Day in the Park.
I was going to write Michael W. Dean Freedom Fiends bingo at the top, but it was like 3:30 in the morning when I was doing this. I was already completely exhausted, but I wanted to get it done because I had like 20 of the, by the time the show ended. So Jeremy and I were talking during the like commercial sessions, and we had a list of like 20 going, and I'm like, all right, well, then the show ended and I had 20 done, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to bed like unless it's done. So
it's hard to make memes while doing a radio show.
Yeah, right? It's really hard. You people listening at home have no idea. And
that's like, well, I mean, that's like pro level. That's like, you know, even like Lou, like you can see, like when Lou's on a like tearing it up on like a super dank meme, he'll kind of drop back from the conversation a little bit, like to be able to engage in the conversation and maintain the dankest memes.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say that's master level.
Yeah. But so we had 20 done. Like by the end, I'm like, all right, well, I'll get four more plus the free space. And then by the time I finally got like all 24 spaces for the bingo board. And the cool thing was the website I use randomly assorts them. So if you have multiple people sitting there listening to the same Freedom Fiends episode, you could play and somebody could hit bingo like before somebody else. You don't all have the same.
Well, that, obviously that's the way you'd want to run the game. I mean, if everybody had the same card, how dull would that
be? No fun. So get your own bingo blotter, play along at home, make your own boards on that same site.
Can you get a link to that in the show notes,
Steve? Hashtag Freedom Fiends Bingo. It's the Egyptian sun god Osiric, Osiric, but yeah, Freedom Fiends Bingo, it's the big new thing. So and that was one of the spots, and yeah, Someone needs to do is mention Hubert Selby Jr.'s cane. I finally got something out of that effing government.
Great documentary.
How's everyone's colon health today? And is there anything I can binge watch?
Bingo!
Yeah. So, Better Call Saul. I like the all-female version. Better Phone Joan. Ba-dum-bum. So, James, I want to tell you about this show that I did on Saturday. So had you gone to this show on this benefit that I did on Saturday, you would have been by far one of the youngest people in the room. There were so many people over the age of 60 or so. And
did you channel Saul Goodman for this? Like,
yeah.
And you're in bingo mode. You've got Saul Goodman on your mind. He really was a. Did you put together any wills for these people?
the headliner comes on, and his opening joke is: so Donald Trump is trying to figure out how he can get women to vote for him. I know what he could do. He could tell them he'll give them free bonbons and make Bobby Sherman the vice president. And that joke shredded, as though Bobby Sherman was like a current reference.
Know your audience.
Just dropped a Bobby Sherman reference.
Would that be considered spicy because of the specific reference, but that's lack so of broad stale appeal? Dank.
Okay. So stale and dank. That's the category that goes in. Yep.
Okay. So yep. All right. I'm still learning the lingo. You know. So.
You kids.
I'm sorry I couldn't go. I went to see Santana. I was with another group of geriatrics.
Did he perform Smooth with Rob Thomas?
I don't think so. I don't know what song that is. Can you sing it for me?
No, I will not, because I don't like that.
It was basically the whole theme of the show. The whole theme of the show I would put into the category of cultural appropriation. And I love Carlos Santana. I love all of that. But I was expecting he's got so many different cultures represented on stage. I was expecting Black Lives Matter to interrupt. it would have been pretty funny. But I love Carlos. Good stuff. But he didn't wear a Che t-shirt, thank goodness.
Well, it's the little blessings.
I kind of wish I'd gone to your show as well. I wish I could have done both, because I thought that would have been, it was a memorial for a fellow comedian. Is that correct?
It wasn't a memorial. It was a benefit. Memorials kind of makes it sound kind of dour. And we were sitting there talking about how sad it was the entire time, whatever. But no, we just showed up, did a bunch of jokes. I offended a bunch of people, Just another day.
Your specialty. I was going to say, just drop the bombs and move on. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's Philadelphia. We have a government for that. Without government, who would bomb the row homes? By the way, fun little Mad Lib to play. And also a question you might want to ask people if you're ever out on a date. Fill in the blanks. But without blank, who will blank the blank?
So many possibilities.
Yeah, but without Hillary, who will pour the beer?
Yeah. Of course, you're referencing an image that horrified the internet. I would say Hillary Clinton attempting to pour a beer. Right? Is this the image we're referencing?
Correct.
Some called this possibly a bigger scandal than Benghazi, because it was so poorly done. It was just an inch of beer and all head in the glass, and that made people do Monica jokes, and it was kind of a free for all. She should have never gone near there. Every time she tries to simulate normal human behavior, it's a disaster.
And then they got and then the campaign, this is the most pathetic part, the campaign got somebody to say that the keg was not at temperature, and that's the reason that
they had to make an excuse for her technique.
Yeah, you got to get a professional. We have a professional beer maker here, and he's going to tell us. This was MSNBC devoted actual honest to God airtime to this. I know this because the TVs at my gym get 6 stations, and MSNBC is one of them. And that is not good motivation for going to the gym, I tell you what. Knowing that one of your 6 viewing options is going to be Al Sharpton's show.
I hate that about the gym. Just awful. It's like you get everything that's awful about your culture is in front of you on 17 monitors.
And then also awful. I'm playing on the speakers as well, because the music they play at the gym is it makes gay bars look like bastions of musical taste. the music they play at the gym is absolutely abhorrent.
My gym has.
You know what? We should get them to broadcast Freedom Fiends at the gym, right? Like we should all do that.
We should do that. Mine plays Fox News on I don't know, maybe 8 out of the 10 TVs in there. It's Fox News.
Bad. I guess that's geographic. Fox News is definitely not even one of the 6 options.
Mm.
But we get ESPN, CNN, MSNBC, I think PBS actually, and then TNT. And I'm pretty sure that's
it.
Yeah.
Hmm. It's all the excitement of, say, the waiting room when you're getting your brakes done. It's
yeah.
Yeah.
And there's that awful coffee, and you're sitting there, and you're like, eventually I asked, "You guys mind if I turn this off?" And everybody's like, "You gotta just turn it off."
They got a back issue of Sports Illustrated here. I think I'll go ahead. Yeah.
You've never been so interested in golfing magazine, not how you are.
True story. One time I was at the Philadelphia Water Department because, of course, it's Kensington, and three of my neighbors tried to tap into my water line to try to get me to pay their water bill. And
what?
Yeah, wait, I'll what?
I'll explain how this happened when we come back, but yes.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear this.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
And go on the sidebar of the Freedom Fiend site. We now have Amazon links for Amazon US, Amazon UK, and Amazon Canada due to popular demand. Worms.
Fiends.
We are back telling horror stories of the Philadelphia Water Department. So, as I was saying before the break, there's a point where three different people on my block are trying to tap into my water. Because there's a way to do this, and you know, you tap into somebody else's water line, and then you don't have to pay your water bill. Somebody else pays it. And he doesn't know what's going on. That kid's from Cleveland. He just fell off the turnip truck. What have you? It's a nice way to.
So it's like it's basically like water piracy, right?
Yeah,
something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, something like that. And so 1 month, like I'm home almost never. I don't have any leaks in my system or anything like that. And my water bill is $900. And I'm like, and a couple.
Oh my gosh!
Like, hold on a second here.
Well, it could have just been like an exploded pipe or something, for all you know, right? Like,
right. So, I go to the water department, and they go and they investigate. And they're like, "Yep, a whole bunch of people are, you know, turning into the
water rustlers."
Yeah, the water rustlers. So, just bring in your bills, and then they have this lengthy explanation to me. They're like, "Okay, now listen. Just because people were tapping into your thing." Doesn't mean you never have to pay your water bill again. I'm like, huh? He's like, yeah. He's like, from now on, he's like, when you give water, you still have to pay for what you use. I'm like, yes, I know how commerce works.
No, this is not like, commerce. Well, yeah. This is a monopoly subject like, relationship. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, look, water is one of those things that's vital to human life. Therefore, we control a monopoly on it. And right. If you don't like it, move to Somalia, right? Yeah. Or Flint, Michigan. Anyway,
don't start collecting rainwater. No, he didn't say that. That would have. That
yeah, don't. Oh, yeah. That's our rainwater.
That's here.
Yeah, that puddle of water on your roof. Water. That's ours too. So don't even think about drinking that.
But we will take care of the bill for the last like 3 months or so because it goes into this like investigation, like escrow, what have you. He's like, but you just need to bring the actual physical bills to. Our office, which is located at X. So I go down to this place. I have the bills with me. I take them down there. This woman like starts entering them into the system. And she's like, all right, what's the address of the property? And I start saying, she's like, okay, explain. And she's like, explain this thing. It was this open-ended question. And I start explaining. And she puts her finger in the air, like about 3 inches from my face. And goes, shh. And I see her looking up over my head. And behind me, Judge Mathis is about to make a ruling on the case on the TV behind me. And she didn't want my answer about my water fraud getting in the way of her hearing Judge Mathis's ruling.
That he's like a Judge Judy kind of character.
He's a Judge Judy knockoff.
Merca. Oh my gosh.
There's
you were gonna say he was behind.
They can't like
first.
Pause live TV. They can't afford pausable TV during this
no.
service.
No, it's not like that.
DVR. Come on. Get a DVR, bureaucrats. Get, you know.
Yeah. I would have paid to see that. What did you do?
I laughed. It was really difficult
great.
Not to. But
really
this was before
like, I'll just remain silent until the commercial break. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. But that was the last time. That was the last time before I realized my trick, though. Of if you want excellent customer service, and if you want the people at the water department or the gas company or any sort of Philadelphia agency to treat you like you are some sort of insider, what you do is you go and you get a bunch of cupcakes like from the store, and you
lace them with LSD
and you explain that you are a, you know, like you're like, oh, you know, we were having a soiree, a hoodoo, what have you, and we have all these leftovers, and would you folks like these? And yeah, you bribe them with baked goods, and that is how you get minimally competent service. So, in addition to being taxed through every orifice imaginable, there is also an unseen tax of you have to give these people baked goods if you want to do anything, or you could wait for both Judge Mathis to rule and for your blood pressure to come down to like passable human levels, because like I wasn't raged. Yeah,
I have used chocolate bars to bribe government officials with, and it's particularly effective with the ladies for some reason. I don't know why.
Fellas, am I right, fellas?
It would work on me.
I went into the Department of Women and I gave them a Bobby Sherman record and it worked.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty Talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
Yeah. So, did you guys hear about the FBI director admitting that he puts tape over his webcam lens on his laptop?
Well, of course, he's better. I'm sure he's got plenty of stuff to hide.
Yeah, FBI's hiding from the CIA now.
That seems like a pretty unfair way to be on chat roulette, if you ask me.
Right. He was giving a speech at a college, and the speech was about encryption and privacy, and he said, I saw something in the news, so I copied it. I put a piece of tape. I have a laptop, a personal laptop. I put a piece of tape over the camera because I saw somebody smarter than I am had a piece of tape over their camera. This is what he said.
Wow.
What?
Wow. I thought it was actually clever, but it turns out like, I don't know, no. But I saw somebody do it and he looks smart, so I'm doing it too.
What if two people both smarter than you do conflicting things?
Yeah, well, then what? Right?
He said, yeah.
Said, and the FBI itself has used malware to hack into cameras. Like, I think somebody mentioned that earlier tonight, but I find this hilarious.
Listen, and it's not just the FBI. Remember Lower Merion School District in in Pennsylvania sent, they had that, this is like super rich school district for, you know, like spends like over $20,000 per year per kid. They're like, oh, these are the best schools. You know, everybody loves their school. Anyway, they said, all the kids get a laptop. And they, look, we're so great. Every kid gets a laptop. And these kids went home and set up the laptop in their bedrooms. And then like they started cataloging images, like tens of thousands of pictures of kids in their bedrooms. Like,
you've got to be kidding me. What?
No,
oh my
gosh. It was a huge, became this like huge scandal. And of course, parents were irate.
Yeah.
However, they didn't pull their kids out. They're like, well, we just think there should be some more controls over who's viewing pictures of our kids in their bed.
That would be just it for me. Oh, what?
But, and people say, well, it's not like, this wasn't like some, you know, some like awful Philadelphia school district. This was like the mainline, like rich kid school district.
People lie about their addresses to get in that school district.
Wow. So, you know what? That's funny because, all right, so without government schools, who would spy on our children via their school issued computers, and who would, you know, put bombs on school buses? Because that's right. CIA.
Remember that?
Yes, that happened in Loudoun County, and that's a really wealthy area of Virginia. One of my friends lives there, and she said it was really scary, and they're all really upset. And I'm thinking, take your kids out of there.
Really? How upset are they?
I know.
Let's recap that story
because I vote harder.
In case somebody missed that.
Yeah, okay.
Let's just set it up. I understand that somebody loaded up a school bus with C4. Was this, have the terrorists been prosecuted?
Of course not. They're just going to...
Tell us more about this organization that loads up school buses with C4.
Well, you know, they had a bomb, explosive sniffing dog, and they blamed that it's the dog's fault because the dog didn't detect it all, so it was left on the bus.
Right,
they blame the dog. Yeah, so it was the CIA. The CIA did this. The kids were on spring break. The CIA used school buses that are, you know, actively in use for students, and they did this. You know, these drills where they put these explosives on buses and had
it was training, right? They're doing training.
It was training, yeah, training on school buses that kids actually use. And, you know, they say, well, the dog missed some of the stuff.
Did anybody say, like, hey, you know, why are you training with C4 on school buses? Is this for, like, I mean, I'm just thinking, is this going to be a mission later? I mean, what are you practicing for here?
I would have asked the same, and I'm hoping some of the parents did, but the CIA actually, you know, posted a statement on their website and said that, you know, it was an oversight, and you know, I don't think they really apologized, but they said they're
never intended to blow up those kids. It was perfectly fine.
Yeah, we weren't going to try to kill your children.
Well, everything I read about it was pointing blame at the CIA. Now, I got to ask myself, like, now who at the school board has been run out on a rail? Like, seriously, like you're forming partnerships with organizations that, like, what do they call up? Hey, superintendent buddy, hey, I need some school buses to put load explosives on. Can you help me out? Oh, yeah, buddy, sure. I mean, somebody at the school board decided this was a good idea, too.
Yeah, that makes you wonder. I didn't even think about that. I just thought, you know, CIA would be able to do whatever they wanted. So who knows what they did.
Yeah, they probably make a phone. This is so-and-so from the CIA. And could I speak to the superintendent? Oh, yes, sir. Oh, it's the CIA calling. We need some school buses for our top secret mission. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you'll do your patriotic duty. Oh, whatever you... How many buses do you need to blow up? You know,
so bizarre,
insane really, people. Really, but people are like, "Hey, it's free."
Yeah,
people died. People died for your right to vote. You know,
for your freedom.
People died for a cause. Therefore, you know, any cause people died for.
Because terrorism.
But think about it, though. What now? Imagine it's the next week. Okay, like, gee, we just had a big scare at the school where they almost blew up our kids on purpose. How many parents withdrew their kids? Do you think that week?
Probably none. And not only that, I'm guessing
virtually none. Yeah.
Right, none. Yeah. And I'm wondering how many of them said, well, you know what? Okay, we'll keep you in school, but we're going to find alternative transportation. Probably none. My friend might have, but because she was pretty.
But who would ever imagine that, like, their little Johnny is being used for explosives tests?
Yeah, story broke on April Fool's Day, so people were saying.
All I'm saying is, I thought it looked like a clock.
Right. Right. People were saying this has to be. Is this the Onion? Is this an April Fool's joke? And I'm like. Well, let me check some more sources. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I can't. Nope. It's that outrageous. I can't. Oh, yeah. It's just upsetting.
Anyway, so if you're considering having kids, please choose a different different path.
Something. Just homeschool.
Terrible. I don't know. Anyway, so what was this? So the FBI director says, hey, I don't trust. Who is he not trusting to? Because he put tape over his own computer camera.
Well, the FBI is the agency that's been known to, you know, hack into laptop cameras and spy on us. But wait a minute. Doesn't the NSA do that, too? And probably the CIA. So they're probably all maybe all the agencies are spying on each other. He's probably hiding from the NSA.
It would have been fun if he said, look, you know, said, yeah, people say I'm paranoid, but you don't know my local school board. I have to do this. You know, like, turns out maybe the school boards are the ones you really have to be afraid of.
Maybe. I mean, yeah. He probably lives in the Northern Virginia area. So who knows? Yeah, he probably does. Because D.C. But kind of funny because this privacy advocate guy, you know, posted this really sarcastic tweet, and it's, to me, it's spot on. He said, he posted a picture of a bunch of duct tape, and it says, I spotted this warrant-proof anti-lawful surveillance of webcam tech at Staples today. What if the terrorists buy it? So the FBI director pretty much did just say, all you have to do to, you know, subvert our spying is just put a little tape over your camera lens.
Yeah, but right, that all in itself will become a felony eventually. Like, you're not allowed to tape over the camera. That's it's like you know, the war against encryption, right? Because all the same arguments they say why you can't have encryption would apply to why you can't put tape over your camera. Yep. Right? Like, hey, if you don't have anything to hide, why shouldn't they be able to just look like gaze at you?
So
remotely. Crazy. Finally, the dream of, remember that remote viewing project we were talking about earlier? Finally is coming to fruition where they can remote view, but it's just through people's laptop cameras. I don't know.
That's so creepy. Yeah.
All right, what else you got? What else you got on your hit list, Lisa?
Me? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
All right, so cracked.com has this fantastic article that I can't wait to spread all over Facebook and cause all kinds of, you know, huge debate everywhere. It's called Four Ways Elections Are Even More Corrupt Than You Think.
Ooh.
It's so
good. Okay, give them to us. Give them to us.
Good.
Give us all four.
All right, so the first one is robocalls. And the writer of this article talked to a couple of people who were former, you know, staffers, people who worked on campaigns, you know, to ask them, like, hey, what are these little, like, dirty tricks that you guys use? And apparently this robocall scam, I didn't know about this. This is pretty, it's kind of funny, actually. They call people and they sound official and they tell them that they're not eligible to vote. So they'll call people and they'll say, this is the Bureau of Voter Fraud Regulation. Due to your failure to show up in the primaries, you are ineligible to vote in the general election. While we apologize for this inconvenience, lines are expected to be 4 to 8 hours long. So we really didn't want you to get here and then be turned away.
Uh-huh. Hey, all's fair, you know?
Right. Yeah, and they say that they tend to target minorities and, you know, low-information voters with these calls in certain districts. And, you know, they'll just tell them, like, you're not eligible to vote. They'll also tell them that they need a passport to vote, too.
Well, remember, most of these people, the whole government schooling, everything that they've been through in their whole life has prepared them for this point where it's time for a decision. They need an authority figure, and somebody that hears this voice of authority going to give them the news that they need to know on how to behave. So it's the conditioning works. The plan comes together right at that moment where they're like, okay, I obey some officially sounding somebody.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And then they also have these fake calls that come in at like 2 a.m., you know, pretending to be from an opponent's campaign. And that's just designed to really tick people off and not want to vote for that candidate. And then here's one that mentions Philadelphia. Walking around money. So apparently they have these volunteers who are actually paid to go around and recruit people to come to the polls and vote. And this particular former campaign, you know, this person who used to do this job, said particularly in Philadelphia, Fiend Election
phone.
Day
Fiend phone.
Is known as a payday. And what happens is they have people who write checks to cash and they go and leave these big chunks of change for people. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
Are you a political activist who does things that the government might not like? Then this free ebook may save your life. Rats is your guide to protecting yourself against snitches, informers, informants, agents provocateur, narcs, finks, and similar vermin. Rats was written by OG libertarian Claire Wolfe. Rats is a short book, easy to read, and available free in many formats. Download Rats free at rats-nosnitch.com. That's rats-nosnitch.com.
Freedom Fiends, we're back for the final segment. Redemption in the third act. Okay, Lisa, you were just informing us of the four ways that elections are even more corrupt than you think. Now, of course, I know that it's corrupt from every crack, corner, crevice. You were just saying he'd explain to us how robocalls are used to confuse people. So that makes sense.
The robocalls are used for that. And then they, of course, you know, they try to trick people into thinking that they can't vote. Like, whoops, you're not registered or you're not eligible for this reason or whatever. And people fall for it. And then, of course, they pay people to go out and recruit people to come in and vote. And this, you know, Chicago is a cesspool of political corruption. And so this story really didn't surprise me, but a 19-year-old volunteer had $15,000 in cash in a duffel bag, and she was going out, you know, getting people to vote or whatever. And she was robbed at gunpoint by a member of her own campaign. So she knew the person. She knew their name. She reported them.
This is the walking around money. They're stealing from themselves, basically. They stole some of our bribe money. Call 911. They stole our bribe money. And then is that unfairly affecting the election if you steal the opponent's bribe money before they can bribe the voter? That was like, where does this end? Right?
I don't know. That's the thing. It's just it just goes so deep and
these people are chumps. Seriously, you are a chump. It's probably some small time city councilman BS. Okay. The pros, they're buying whole senators. Okay. Don't try to buy the stupid voters. That's retail. Okay. The smart money is go wholesale. Get at least a senator. You know, or at least a judge or something that you can really cash in on later. So, chumps. Anyway, walking around money. What else we got for these new ways?
The girl who was robbed called her campaign headquarters. They weren't even surprised by it. They told her to get out of the building because other precinct captains might murder her if she didn't have their money. So in a Chicago election, murder is on the table, of course. And then the guy who stole her money ended up with both of his legs broken somehow. In a coincidence, coincidentally, he ended up with two broken legs. It's like the mafia. Like, they make the mafia look tame.
All right, what else we got for these
Another one is voter fraud. So they said fraud doesn't really happen at the polls that much, especially in like smaller elections. It usually happens during registration. And okay. this guy was a campaign consultant. He's worked all over the U.S. He said, the Africans got it right. They know how to steal votes. If you really want to do an election, you do it on the registration side. By the time everybody gets to the polls, by the time everybody focuses on it, you're already done. So apparently it's so easy to register to vote, and there's so few resources that are tracking it, that dead people vote all the time, which we already
know. Well, you know what, though? I think that is all just part of the sideshow. And, in fact, the rigging mm-hmm. takes place when they're selected. When Goldman Sachs writes the scripts for the Democrat and Republican conventions and handpicks your selection of losers, right? They don't care who votes. They don't care if dead people vote or live people vote or which goon you go with, because they've scripted it all. They've won. So.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
You know, even these little fights, you know, or just little like sort of like, you know, state on state squabbles as they're, you know, fighting for control. Okay, so what else do we got?
Oh, it's ridiculous. Yeah, the last one is whisper campaigns and negative research. So this is the overwhelming majority of swing voters are what political science-y people call low information voters. So those people are really easily swayed by the smallest things, you know,
like
by the first impression or just like a little bit of information. So what'll happen is a candidate will start a rumor about, or somebody who works for them will start a rumor about their opponent. And then that rumor, usually it's something pretty outrageous that's not true, and it'll of course go viral, and then the candidate who, you know, the rumor is about ends up having to defend themselves publicly because this rumor is going around and these low information people are believing it and it's spreading like wildfire. Well, so it ends up being very embarrassing for them. Well,
famous example involved the John McCain campaign, where like somebody was calling up, I forget who it was, they said, and they're making calls, if you found out that John McCain had an illegitimate black baby, would that affect how you're going to vote? Like, because they know that like that's what's going to horrify like these conservative voters.
that's an example they gave in this article, is the McCain case. That's the goal.
But you know, the good news in here is that hey, you know what, if you don't play the game, you know, you don't have to be a victim of it.
That's right.
The only wasted vote is one you cast.
That's right. I totally agree. Of course.
So, yeah, that's the good news in there. It's like, you know what? You know the game's rigged. Opt out.
Yep, I stay home.
Find something productive to do on election day.
I'll eat pizza or something. Yeah.